Ellen, we got two under advisement. We'll go back and pick those up. And first one is case number 11,340. And this one's one for the variance for the back covered porch. I'm sorry. No, this was Mr. Workman.
To take under advisement.
Yeah, Mr. Workman made that motion. Are you ready? Does he need more time on this one, or Mr. Workman?
I really have a problem with it. I mean, I didn't know whether someone's discussion over it or not. I didn't see it. It was built 1953.
Yep.
And I'm going to close it. In the same footprints.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if we wanted to discuss it a little bit more or not. I didn't want to see anything wrong with it.
You don't have anything? You don't see anything wrong with it? You don't
Me personally, no.
No. How did you feel?
Small structure, and it appears by the drawing that was also submitted that they're trying to create a pool house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it's a small structure to begin with. They just want to put in a covered patio, and you know, the only property it's going to affect is the adjacent one being their own,
right?
Which will probably end up looking like all one property,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're just using the same line of the building that already
as existing, right?
He's lined up with all of them,
right?
No problem, gentlemen.
I mean, to add a porch that doesn't line up would seem like a hardship, I think. A waste of space. And
no, I agree with you. I agree with you, both of you. So, it's up to you, Mr. Chairman, and Mr.
Yep, y'all.
Mr. Hudson.
Yep, Mr. Hudson.
Okay.
I'm okay. If there's no further discussion and the board is ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 340.
Okay.
For some of the reasons we discussed that is on tape, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the facts that there is a uniqueness to the property. I think it's 50 plus or minus feet wide,
right?
And the variance is not necessary from the reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship is not going to be created by the applicant because it is a small lot, and also the existing dwelling is small, and he does own both sides of the lots. The variance will not alter sense or character to the neighborhood, and that applies also that he owns both sides of the lots. Both lots on both sides. Well, the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and I believe the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,340. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman, again?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,340 is approved.